Well, good morning, and I'm sitting here in the principal's office with...
Nicole.
And Nicole brought some of her learning from the weekend. What have you been learning on, Nicole?
Well, I've been learning about this at school, too, mostly at school, because school
what is it?
For learning.
Oh, okay.
It's about planets.
All right.
So I did a question here because I wanted to draw Pluto on this side on one of my pages. And so, but I wanted to do it the right color. So I put, what color is Pluto? And so I put new learning then because Pluto and its moon Charon actually go around each other rather than Charon going around Pluto. And then I also learned that there's five dwarf planets. Pluto, Ceres, Eris, Humia, and Makemake. And I found a little more information on Humia. So
where'd you find this information?
iPad and my books from home.
And what led you to this discovery? Why were you researching planets?
Well, me and my friend Adele, we just wanted to do something, and space just kind of came up, and so we decided to do space.
Oh, interesting.
And then yesterday, my friend, she wanted to learn about dinosaurs. Well, she asked us about dinosaurs in space, and so we thought, well, why not next we learn about, what is it, like, dinosaurs.
Oh, interesting.
And so, and then we started, saying things that we could learn about next and next and next. And it was kind of funny.
Is science something that you've always been interested in?
Not always, but I do like to read, so it's like at home I have all these books that are organized. I have like fairy tales and fake stories at the bottom, and as you go up it's more real and then like more fake, and down here it's like fairy tales, some not chapter books, some are, and then up here it's like some are real, some aren't. Chapter books.
Okay. So what did you do on this page? What was some of your learning here?
On Neptune, I found the length of day, length of year, and a special feature.
Yeah, what was the special feature of Neptune?
The special feature is the strongest winds in the solar system blow icy clouds around the planet, which is Neptune. And then it's, Neptune is the windiest planet in our solar system. Winds on this planet can reach speeds of about 2,000 kilometers per hour. 1,200 miles per hour. That's more than 10 times the speed of the strongest hurricane on Earth.
So in doing this research, did you discover how you learned? How do you learn? How does that work?
Usually for me, it's books that mostly help me. I find that sometimes the iPad helps me, but not always. Usually it's the books that actually help me. And usually I have one or two books. And usually it's like one book, it's more helpful than the other.
Oh.
Like, because...
And where's the name of the books that you used for this research? Did you write those anywhere?
No.
Oh, bless you.
But, I can remember one of the names.
I could give you some feedback right now, if that's okay.
Yeah.
One of the things I would consider doing is making sure that you write down the names of the books that you got your information from so that you can give those scientists credit for sharing that information with you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So at the end of your research, you might say, these are the books that helped me with all of this information, and then list the name of the book and the author of that book.
Yeah.
You see, that's how scientists... give each other credit.
One of them is called Astronomy by Kelly Miller.
Okay, excellent.
On that, I have a whole bunch of books about that.
Well, are you going to blog about this learning?
I'm not sure. I think I'm going to keep going, starting at Pluto, going down to the sun.
Okay, well,
and then
when...
do the moons, like Charon and... Oh, and I forgot to write it down here. Soon they're going to they're thinking of considering Charon a planet, a dwarf planet.
Very interesting. We have 20 seconds. So when you convert this learning to your blog, if you choose to do that, because I know you do keep a blog, I would consider giving credit to the scientists that help you with this information.
Yes, I definitely will.
Let's say go Eagles on three. One, two, three.
Go Eagles!